We learn certain emotional truths through experience. We can be scared, but still be okay. We can build resilience. We can let go of things. These lessons can take a lifetime to learn, but what if we could learn them at age 3? In a lullaby. One songwriter is creating music just like this, and as Dina Prishup reports, it's not just kids who are listening.
Michelle Barrow had her twins during the height of the pandemic, and as soon as they were born, she started singing to them.
My body is a good body, and it's the only one I'll ever know. So I treat it like a friend, because my body is my home.
Barrow started posting these songs on TikTok and Instagram under the name Mama Nous, that's N-O-U-S, like the French word for us. The melodies are sweet and simple, but the ideas are pretty big.
Sometimes my brain's a bully. Sometimes it says really mean things. Sometimes about myself, sometimes somebody else, but my brain don't know everything.
Obviously, you have to be careful to frame your message in a way that makes it available and appropriate for kids, but they can really handle some really big topics, and they want to be talking about and exploring really big topics.
I am not my thoughts, and I choose to listen to my heart.
Barrow records out of her home studio and has never given a Mama Nous concert, unless you count her kids' preschool. But she's reached millions through social media. Signe Holly Murray's family listens to Mama Nous songs every morning.
The one that got us hooked was Worrying Never Changed a Thing.
Worrying has never changed a thing. And so all that I can do is try to bring a sense of steady calm till I know what's going on. Cause worrying has never changed a thing.
Holly Murray says it's given their 6-year-old the language to understand feelings about big changes, like starting kindergarten. That helps her regulate, not only herself, but the whole family.
My daughter one time like stopped me in the car and was like, Mama, I was rushing out the door and was like, Mama, worrying and rushing isn't going to change a thing. And I turned around and I started laughing because I was like, oh my gosh, it's so true.
Mama Nous posts don't just resonate with kids. They're full of comments from adults who talk about how much these children's songs have helped them process their own emotions.
What I was taught was to stuff it down, you know, to ignore it or to just get over it.
Jeff Syria doesn't even have young kids, but he says hearing these songs has helped him kind of reparent himself.
In the dark, you can listen to your whispering heart. Close your eyes, pay attention to your body.
At some point, we hit a certain age where we decide that we are supposed to have it all figured out. And I just don't ever think that that's true. I think we're all fumbling and figuring it out as we go along.
Through Mama Nous, Michelle Barrow hopes that hearing these messages, especially sung to a catchy tune, can help people figure things out and grow up to be their best, loving selves at any age. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichip.
Sometimes my brain's a bully. Sometimes it says really mean things. Sometimes about myself, sometimes somebody else.